RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We live in a time when romantic relationships often change, partly because we are not as bound to them by necessity as our ancestors were. But how can we get through the disruption, pain, and fear of the unknown when a relationship has been an anchor and a defining point? My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, is the author of When Your Relationship Changes, How to Find Strength, which offers a completely new way to move through the process of a relationship change. She's here to talk about how to remove the stigma of a failed relationship, how we can rebuild our identity, and how we can let go of the bitterness we may feel after a relationship ends. Dr. Foster, welcome to the show. So excited to have you with us today.
Thank you, Erica. Good to be here.
Yeah, I would like to start with something that you and I just discussed briefly, but What is the expectations of romance in our childhood? What is that theory? What is that? You speak to that. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, because it all starts so young. And, you know, it shows us that we don't mean to hurt each other. We're just truly different, you know? So this is it. The sexes develop separately until sexual urges compel us to become intimate. So we go from not much understanding of each other and the motives and so on to a whole lot of closeness, you know? So as kids, the genders, and certainly there's exceptions to this, but often the genders don't like each other that well, and they separate into same-sex groups. The girls focus on each other, and their dialogue is rich, and making self-disclosures is the key to the relationship. Now, I'm talking about even disclosing emotional pain and weaknesses. That, you know, that's the key. Now, boys are often in groups that are centered around competitive activity. Conversation is minimized. They establish hierarchies. Personal revelations are discouraged. So you take those two genders and you bring them into a relationship. You know?
I love it. And, what a great way to kind of introduce this.
The woman expects the man to give what she gives, emotional closeness through dialogue. She expects empathic listening that includes tuning in so he can ask relevant questions, being patient and attentive and watching for the rise of feelings, you know, that kind of thing. She has a very affiliative brain. It has to do with her neocortex capacity. I mean, this is real. This is hard drive. And men have a more competitive style that relates to their subcortical units of the brain. So we have to negotiate that. But the truth is we can be successful with one another. And can I go back to talking about how women can do that for just a minute?
Yeah, please.
I mean, we talked about approaching a guy with an issue. I was going to give an example of that to make it clear.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, how his brain is efficiency seeking and she's got to present the bottom line first. You know, let's say that a woman wants to say to her guy, you know, it is so difficult for me when you don't tell me what time you're going to come home for dinner. I don't know. And I put the dinner in and out of the microwave and I don't know what to expect. And it just feels like, you know, blah, 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 right?
Okay. Feels like you don't care, right?
A better way to do that, because his brain is searching for a win, W-I-N. And the reason is that when guys have a win, they have an upped testosterone, which makes them feel confident and manly, and then followed by upped dopamine. So they feel happy, you know, and motivated. So that's guys are different that way. A woman has to understand that he wants to know, how can I win? How can I be a successful partner? So if she says, if you would text me at 4 o'clock and let me know what time you're coming home for dinner, it would mean so much to me. He hears, oh, okay, I can do that. And he hears, I can win. I can be successful. See? So, okay, so that was on that topic. But let me go back. One of the things that a woman honestly has to do to be successful with a man, and for those of you who don't like me like that, please don't be mad at me.
Yes,
but honestly, if a woman signs up with a man, she's making, at least in his mind, an unspoken agreement to be sexually available and sexually attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't mean that she can't age. That isn't it. It's continuing attempts at being sexually alive. Men are incredibly disappointed, demotivated, depotentiated, you know, if that wanes.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy loses motivation to give her the emotional support she wants. And I want to talk about why this is true, okay?
Mm-hmm. Please.
We know from studies that today, men are 4 times more likely than a woman to see sex and emotional closeness as the same thing.
Hmm.
Now, women tend not to do that. It's separate. Mm. It's two different things. And that's because of her high oxytocin. So she tends to see sex as symbolic of the emotional closeness that's already there.
Right, right.
You know, that's where we talk about lighting candles and putting music on first.
Right.
You know.
Ambiance, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the reason is that the part of a guy's brain, the medial preoptic area, is like 2.5 times greater than hers. And it relates to sexuality. It relates to pursuing sex and intensity of sexual pleasure. So guys are, in general, more physical.
Right, right.
So a woman has to comprehend that, you know?
Well, and that's why I'm so grateful for you to be with us today, because, you know, not many people talk about this and not many people explain the brain and kind of the primitive brain of how all of this kind of began. And, you know, I know that we were going to talk also about how when relationships do change, how to emotionally just, no, it's okay. We have so much to talk about. It's fantastic. But just just for people that are dealing with a relationship that expired or it shifted in some way, or it's just taken kind of a new life form, how do we begin to see that as not necessarily a failure, but how do we learn from those experiences and not let it create a negative impact on our lives?
Yes. Yes. Good. You know, if we could redefine divorce as a relationship redefinition and stop shaming it, it really comes out of old tribal thinking, the way that we do all that, you know? We try to shame people into having a certain way of life. But in truth, there are great benefits to being single or being single for a while. Mm-hmm. And one of them is learning to find yourself, you know, in a relationship, and especially women do this, you can do so many compromises, you know, that you start giving yourself up. But when you go through a relationship change, you can find yourself again, find that solitude, be with your own feelings,
absolutely,
don't run away, you know. And so the book When Your Relationship Changes is like having a psychologist in your ear when you're going through that disruption.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, everybody should be, you know, if you're going through something like that and you're not understanding how to heal or take care of yourself emotionally when your relationship changes, is a perfect book for everybody out there. And also, just really quick, can you tell everyone where they could find you? Because, you know, I want everyone to know where to get your books, and if they want to get a hold of you in some way or anything else that you're doing, please let the audience know.
Yeah, it is KatherineFosterPhD.com, and Catherine, that is spelled in so many ways, is KatherineYN, and just when you get to my website, just click on books.
Okay, fantastic. Dr. Catherine Foster, thank you so much for this, like, insightful, important, and really universal conversation. So happy that you joined us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.